You know how music can change your mood, how you learn, or even it can transport you to a particular time in your life. You hear a song and all of a sudden you feel like you're 15 again, or 25. And researchers are hoping to prove how beneficial singing can be to help people diagnosed with Parkinson's. The Queensland Conservatorium Research Centre at Griffith University is trialling the Sing for Parkinson's program for the first time in Australia. It was developed over in the UK. Dr. Irene Bartlett and Dr. Yoon Irons are two of the researchers involved, and, well, they need your help.
Singing's been my life. Apart from four great kids and a wonderful husband and a fantastic extended family, singing is who I am. It was my opportunity as a person to step out of being someone's mum or wife. And so I've been singing professionally since I was 14.
And all the time we hear that singing can be so good for us. Anecdotally, we hear that. Is there the empirical evidence to back it up?
Look, there is. There's lots of studies that have gone on around the world, and what Yoon is doing and Professor Don Stewart is that they've gone beyond that, and they're saying, let's get some really solid empirical evidence that singing is really, really helpful and useful, and for nothing else, quality of life. But we hope maybe that we might find more than that, but who knows?
Because the Sing for Parkinson's program came out of the UK originally, hasn't it, Yoon?
Yes, that's right. And the singing groups in the UK has been growing and growing year by year. And now we really need to have an evidence-based program that can help people with Parkinson's specifically.
So this is the first time it's been done, this program, in Australia. You're also running the trial in China and South Korea. You're a singer yourself, so you know the power of a song, Yoon.
Yes, I do. I believe in singing, and I think singing is medicine, and singing can change our lives.
What's mainly driving this is that all of us are passionate and know the benefits of voice in our own life, singing voice.
Now you need people.
Now we need people. We want 20 in each group. That's Parkinson's patients, but also their carers, because we feel that, you know, we need to bring joy to the whole community.
A journey they can both go on.
Absolutely. There will be a paradigm that we'll be working to, and basically it'll be through movement, which we already know in Parkinson's is really useful, and we'll also be doing breath connection exercises. So often Parkinson's patients suffer from weaker voice production. I have a very dear friend who's been going through this now for a number of years, and Yoon has a family member. So we've been watching the deterioration in these people over a deal of time. So there's a personal engagement here. But also, yes, so the exercise, the breathing is about making sure that the abdominal muscles and the back muscles are doing their work to their fullest.
And the benefit of singing is you are having fun. You're not thinking about much that I'm using this muscle or that muscles. The beauty is that you are having good time. You don't even realize you are having very good workout.
Yeah.
A workout without thinking about it. That's my sort of workout, can I say, Yoon?
The singers themselves will just enjoy the singing.
Yes. The novelty is that the participant can choose their favorite songs sing.
Better.
Yes.
Even better.
Yes.
So you're not saying you need to sing, you
X,
know,
Y, Z.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're saying you can choose whatever you want to sing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You bring the repertoire to us, and we'll make sure that you're singing something you really enjoy, but we'll work it out.
This gets better and better.
Yes. So people can share their memories with the particular songs, with the group, and just enjoy.
We also want to build a sense of community, so it's not just a matter of coming in and doing singing and going home.
People can get isolated due to Parkinson's we want to support them, and we want to engage them more into a community activity such as this singing. And we include carers as well.
They might go home and sing together, you see.
Yes.
I really like the sound of this Sing to Beat Parkinson's program. Dr. Irene Bartlett and Dr. Yoon Irons there from the Queensland Conservatorium Research Centre, which is at Griffith University.